Wednesday night, early good days.
Tonight's Sfira.
Everyone, what? Tonight, Sfira.
What did the Rebbe just said into the tent before the Wednesday night?
I did? Well, okay. Thank you. Thursday night. Tonight's Sfira is Yesod Shebenetzach. Every once in a while, I try to give a little. The spheros are very heavy duty. They represent different things, both in midos b'nei adam of Darkei Avoda to work on. It represents Hashem's midos, but we're going in these little mentions. So netzach is the midah that you make. Your midos are consistent. From the word nitzchius, there's other explanations of the midah of netzach, but we'll assume for now it means netzach nitzchius, and it means you want to be consistent and you want it to last, and you want it to not just to be a passing, that your midos, that whatever you're working on should be one of the ways it should exist, is ba'ifan netzach. Yesod shebenetzach, and there's different ways to bring that about. You want to cover chesed shebenetzach, you want to cover gevura shebenetzach, because these are different ways that you use netzach, and that will help it be permanent and consistent. Yesod shebenetzach, yesod is in the Sfarim, yesod usually is something that bonds something together with something else, like the yesod of a binyan, so it's bonded together. So yesod shebenetzach would be that the ofen to make sure that whatever avoda you're working on acquires netzach is the yesod shebenetzach, that you make sure that you internalize what you're doing. If it remains chitzonius without yesod, then the netzach will be missing something, that yesod. So even if you do it 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, a week, but it's missing something that's inherently going to make it netzach. So that's the midah to work on yesod shebenetzach. Okay, there's halacha in the Shulchan Aruch that really you sort of wonder what the chiddush is, but really it goes, it is paskening not like Rishonim. Let's say you say the bracha of Sfiras Omer and you mean to count another day. This is not as uncommon as you think. The other day we talked about if you make the bracha and you're planning on hearing from someone else what the minyan is. So that's not so good, because you shouldn't wait more than Teichu D'Dibur, L'chadchila, between making the bracha and doing the mitzvah. And some say that part of the etzem, you should already know what the count is. But today we're talking a little further case. If you made the bracha, and at the time you made the bracha, you thought it was Sfira X, and then you realize it was a mistake, and you made the right Sfira. So there are shitas in the Rishonim that you have to make the bracha again. L'maisa, we paskin that you don't. But there are shitas, L'maisa, you don't. What's the reason of the shitas that you do? So it's very interesting. They used to, without embarking on a whole arichos, but in the Rav Yoh, there was definitely the Rav Yoh is a Rishon, and he had a girsa that you would say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, let's say Asher Kedushonu V'Mitzvosov V'Tzivonu Al Sfiras HaOmer Shehayom, and you would say the Shin Shehayom, let's say 27 Shehayom Esrim Shiva V'Esrim, you would say Shehayom. The bracha was part of the Sfira. There's different ways of explaining that. We won't give any of them now, but there are shitas in the Rishonim that brachos are ma'akvos by Sfiras HaOmer, and certainly if the, you know, because it's some counting, it's probably like it's some number, but to imbue it with the mitzvah, so the bracha would be ma'akev. The Rambam makes a point by Sfiras HaOmer of saying the bracha is not ma'akev. He doesn't make that point by other mitzvahs. So probably because he's coming la'afuke, the sheet is that it is ma'akev. So then you could see the bracha as the haskolas hasfira. And then if you learned brachas, staf yud beis, and you remember the sugya there is a whole discussion if you started a bracha intending to end it up, let's say, Bar Priya Gofen or Shahakol, and then you ended the bracha and then you realize you had made a mistake. So that's why the Rav Yoh punkt would hold that you indeed have to have the right sphere in mind at the time of the bracha. You would actually say, Al Sphere Sa'omer Shehayom Kach V'Kach. But we don't paskin that way, and we just look at it as a regular Brachas HaMitzvahs, which is not Ma'akev, then Adarabba, based on the Gemara and Brachas, you see that there's only a problem if you made a mistake. If the bracha is it, but by Birchas HaMitzvahs, and then you get the mitzvah right, so we pass in the bracha is not ma'akev. So you might have messed up the bracha based on the sugi and brachas, but al kaponim yisfira is a